With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After winning the endorsement of President-elect Trump, Congressman Mike Johnson has won the Republican nomination to remain House Speaker as the GOP holds on to its majority in the lower chamber. In the Senate, Arkansas's Tom Cotton has become part of the GOP leadership team.
Senator Cotton has been elected by fellow Republicans to serve as conference chair. Cotton managed to edge out Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, who also sought the coveted position, and he replaces Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, who advances to the position of GOP whip. As conference chair, Cotton now assumes the role of chief messenger for the Senate GOP. Bob Agnew reporting.
Senator Marco Rubio on his nomination for Secretary of State.
It's a tremendous honor to the president who places confidence in me in a position of such importance. It's also a tremendous responsibility, and the job of the Secretary of State is to execute on the foreign policy set by the elected president of the United States, and I hope to have the opportunity to do it if my current colleagues here in the U.S. Senate confirm it.
President-elect Trump paid a visit to the White House yesterday.
President Biden and the First Lady were on hand to greet Donald Trump upon his arrival here at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue before the two leaders sat down in the Oval Office.
Looking forward to having, like we said, a smooth transition.
Politics is tough, and it's, in many cases, not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today.
The two men shook hands and reaffirmed plans for a peaceful transfer of power. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, gun rights groups have gone to court challenging Maine's 72-hour waiting period for gun purchases, arguing it's unconstitutional and flatly inconsistent with the Second Amendment's original meaning. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 84 points, NASDAQ futures 8 points higher. This is SRN News. Women aren't the only ones using abortion pills.
A British court has found a man guilty of slipping abortifacient drugs into a pregnant woman's drink, causing her to lose the baby. The woman, who apparently had some kind of relationship with 40-year-old Stuart Warbley, said she intended to keep her child. British authorities are pursuing charges against another woman who apparently helped Warbley get the drugs. Pro-life advocates say this case demonstrates the danger of making abortion pills widely available. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pregnant woman has filed a lawsuit seeking the right to an abortion in Kentucky. It's the latest challenge to the state's near-total ban on the procedure. The suit claims that Kentucky laws blocking abortion violate the plaintiff's rights to privacy and self-determination under the state constitution. The woman is about 7 weeks pregnant and says she wants to terminate her pregnancy but cannot legally do so in Kentucky because of the ban. This is SRN News. It appears state-sponsored Chinese hackers have been working overtime going after targets in the U.S.
The FBI says a federal investigation into Chinese government efforts to hack into U.S. telecommunications networks has revealed a broad and significant cyber espionage campaign. It says the hackers compromised several firms to obtain customer call records and gain access to the private communications of a limited number of individuals. The FBI did not identify those targeted, but said most are primarily involved in government or political activity. Last month, officials said hackers linked to China targeted the phones of Donald Trump, running mate J.D. Vance, and people associated with Vice President Kamala Harris. Beijing has denied accusations of hacking. Ben Thomas, Washington.
As wildfires rage, New Jersey's governor issuing a drought warning. Northwest of Los Angeles, crews making steady progress battling the huge Ventura County wildfire. More details, SRNnews.com.